I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on April 15th, 2020. IBM has unveiled two single-frame and air-cooled Linux-ready mainframe platforms. The new hardware builds on the company's Z15 and the third iteration of its Linux One platform, launched last year, and is intended to offer unparalleled reliability and security for critical workloads. Both machines feature a trusted execution environment called Secure Execution for Linux, which is designed to ensure that KVM-based virtual machines running on them are non-portable and fully isolated, with even memory access being limited to the machine's hardware and firmware through the use of customer-specific encryption keys. The platforms will become generally available from the middle of next month, and Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu are already vying for the attention of potential customers of the new hardware. And while these platforms are designed for the modern hybrid cloud environment, there's still plenty of demand for traditional mainframe skills, and the Linux Foundation's Open Mainframe Project is encouraging those out of work due to the current health crisis to retrain as COBOL programmers. As well as setting up employment and support forums, the organization has also produced a beginner's guide to the language, which aimed to teach the basics while using the VS Code editor that many will already be familiar with. Inkscape has joined the recent chorus of open source projects, putting out a call for testing. But in the case of the popular vector graphics editor, it's a particularly notable one, with Inkscape looking to finalize code before landing its 1.0 release, a full 16 years after the project first started. While testing on all platforms will be welcome, the project is particularly eager to hear from Mac users, with the upcoming release promising to see Inkscape become a fully native and first-class application on macOS El Capitan and above. The Linux Foundation has released an update on its Community Bridge initiative. The platform aims to provide an accessible way for open-source projects to raise funding, offer a bug bounty service, and increase diversity through a mentorship program. Since its launch a year ago, Community Bridge has helped its member projects raise just shy of $500,000 from corporate and individual sponsors, and directly supported 12 projects by funding mentors to help in their development. As well as a bug bounty service, the initiative helps projects become more secure by performing daily repository scans and flagging up known issues. Community Bridge has now started to onboard all of the Linux Foundation's projects to this service, and we'll be publishing vulnerability reports to help contributors resolve any issues. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/100 and 44.